This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
An international study predicts that 3 in 5 jobs will require advanced digital skills by the year 2030. But a recent RMIT report shows that 1 in 4 Australian workers don't have the skills to operate in a rapidly digitalised work environment. This highlights a significant skills gap amid increasing automation in the economy. Young people with advanced digital skills are likely to see their income rise by 500% by 2030, according to a joint report by Oxford Economics and Snap Inc., which is the parent company of Snapchat. Snap Inc. General Manager for Australia, Catherine Carter, explains.
Forecasts have shown that 3 in 5 Australian jobs will actually require advanced digital skills by the year 2030, which isn't that far off. And it's interesting that although young people have absolutely been the hardest hit economically by the pandemic at the moment, they're also the group that possess the right skills and outlook to really excel in this workforce of the future.
Flinders University's Professor in Innovation, Giselle Rampersad, says these skills include Industry 4.0 technologies such as advanced robotics, automation, 3D printing, virtual reality, augmented reality and digital twins.
The digital twin is where we have a virtual representation of something physical. It could be a ship, a submarine, a frigate, a wind farm, factory, or a white good in our homes. And we are able to optimize our product designs, remotely monitor performance such as energy efficiency or predict maintenance requirements and create smart products.
Catherine Carter says Snapchat sees augmented reality as a key technology to drive automation and engagement both now and into the future.
The Victorian government has invested nearly $150 million in augmented and virtual reality education, as well as robotics and animation, design and areas such as artificial intelligence. And we believe that as these technologies really proliferate the workforce, more employers will place a greater premium on the digital know-how and these advanced cognitive skills such as creativity and problem solving.
However, Professor Rampersad sees a gap in our education system to prepare young Australians for future jobs.
More is certainly needed to build the pipeline from stimulating students from primary school through to high school in STEM areas and converting that to grow the pipeline of students studying areas of need and skill shortage, primarily in job-ready areas such as engineering, cybersecurity and computing at schools.
Queensland-based mechatronics engineer Kasun Kalhara sees this skills gap as an opportunity. Instead of worrying about losing jobs to machines, he encourages young Australians to explore opportunities to push innovative boundaries within their industries.
For the young generation, it's really important that they come up with new ideas within our system. So if you can push those innovative boundaries, then you will be able to sustain, you'll be able to survive in 10 years where there will be automated machines, automated systems working around you.
Professor Rampersad says cognitive skills such as critical thinking, agility, curiosity and creativity are essential to surviving and succeeding in the world of increasing automation.
These skills are vital to determine the appropriate level of trust and reliance in technology, to evaluate what situations automation is useful and in what situations humans are more effective in those less routine, less predictable tasks.
But as the founder of Life Engineers Australia, an emerging not-for-profit social enterprise that supports disadvantaged communities to achieve academic, career and overall success in life, Kasun Kalhara says, poorer communication skills in newer migrants from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds can hold them back.
They definitely have the knowledge. However, it's about presenting the knowledge and getting that knowledge out there because they might be using different terms or different technical terms back in their home country. So it's sort of like the translation. And so I believe few migrants are lost in terms of translating their experience, knowledge to Australian workforce.
As a Sri Lankan-born former international student, Mr. Kalhara took a few years to adjust to the Australian language and culture. Now a passionate motivational speaker, entrepreneur and educator, he encourages those who are not proficient in English to work on their communication skills, both in personal and professional settings, to thrive in Australia.
they need to push their comfort zone a bit. They might not feel very welcomed, or they might not feel that I did communicate my message very well. You need to keep trying. It could be multiple times. You might have to take few attempts to communicate the same message in different ways.
If COVID-19 is a test to assess Australia's readiness to transform into a digital economy, a recent RMIT report shows that one in four workers don't feel that they have the skills needed to complete their day-to-day job during the pandemic. Professor Rampersad says the first step for workers to become future-ready is to take micro-credential courses offered by universities and higher education providers. Her experience shows that even tradespeople without higher education can acquire digital skills within a matter of months.
Last year, through the Diploma of Digital Technologies, we upskilled 51 shipbuilders who were facing redundancy at the end of one shipbuilding program before the next one started. That period, known in shipbuilding as the Valley of Death. And rather than losing workers, at the end of the diploma in January this year, these workers all secured jobs in shipbuilding.
The latest World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report found that 94% of business leaders expect employees to pick up new skills on the job, while companies estimate that 40% of workers will require reskilling of 6 months or less. They believe that critical thinking and analysis skills, problem solving and self-management skills such as active learning, resilience, stress tolerance and flexibility are vital in the next 5 years. Professor Rampersad says innovation is a must for any jobs of the future.
I think about aged care and healthcare workers. Some of the innovations which I'm currently involved in, it's around health technologies and products to assist with the safety of workers or rehabilitation of patients. But we could only make progress in those areas if we understand the problem. So actually having people with backgrounds in whatever discipline, they could certainly contribute to the future.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.